It smelled like a basket of minks. That was what he said. It was a remark that came from nowhere at all, at least nowhere he could pinpoint. Even from the outside. How would you know what a basket of minks smelled like? Kurt starting to smile. Just a little. Call it poetic license. Sandy also starting to smile, but also only a little. They had turned in the right direction, but they weren't out of the woods. Then Curtis asked, did it smell worse than that whore's shoes? The one from Roxburgh? Sandy started laughing. Kurt joined him. And they were off the hinge, just like that. Come on in, Kurt said. I'll buy you another beer. Sandy didn't want another beer, but he said okay. Because now it wasn't about beer. It was about putting the crap behind them. Back inside, sitting in a corner booth, Kurt said, I've had my hands in that trunk, Sandy. I've knocked on the bottom of it. Me too. And I've been under it on a crawler. It's not a magician's trick like a box with a false bottom. Even if it was, that was no white rabbit that came out of there yesterday. Curtis said, for things to disappear, they only have to be in the vicinity. But when things show up, they always come out of the trunk. Do you agree? Sandy thought it over. None of them had actually seen the bat thing emerge from the Buick's trunk, but the trunk had been open all right. As for the leaves, yes. Phil Candleton had seen them swirling out. Do you agree? Impatient now, his voice saying Sandy had to agree. It was so goddamn obvious. It seems likely, but I don't think we have enough evidence to be 100% sure yet, Sandy replied at last. He knew saying that made him hopelessly stodgy in Curtis's eyes, but it was what he believed. One swallow doesn't make a summer. Ever heard that one? Kurt stuck out his lower lip and blew an exasperated breath up his face. Plain as the nose on your face. Ever heard that one? Kurt. Kurt raised his hands as if to say no, no, they didn't have to go back out into the parking lot and pick up where they had left off. I see your point. Okay? I don't agree, but I see it. Okay. Just tell me one thing. When'll we have enough to draw some conclusions? Not about everything, mind you, but maybe a few of the bigger things, like where the bat and the fish came from, for instance. If I had to settle for just one answer, it'd probably be that one. Probably never. Kurt raised his hands to the smoke-stained tin ceiling, then dropped them back to the table with a clump. Gah! I knew you'd say that. I could strangle you, Dearborn. They looked at each other across the table, across the tops of beers neither one of them wanted, and Kurt started to laugh. Sandy smiled, and then he was laughing, too.